Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
I do not have an account with you, Jody, and I'm calling you to find out what kind of business you are. Somebody tried to run my card, and when I contacted the bank, they gave me that it was Majestic Garden and gave me this phone number. So I need to know what kind of business you are and why my account is being charged when I don't even know what kind of company you are.
Okay. And I'll be more than happy to help you with that. I do need to locate an account, but I provide customer support for more than 100 companies. Once I'm able to locate the account, I'll be more than happy to give you all of the information.
Well, there's no account to locate, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't have an account. And I don't even know who you are or what you are. So I don't have an account. I'm trying to find out who you are. And you just basically told me that you're a broker for about 100 different companies.
I do provide support for more than 100 companies, yes, ma'am. So I would like to locate the charges. If you've been charged, I'd like to see what's going on and be able to give you that information also. May I have your first and last name, please?
I'm not sure that I want to give it to you because I have yet to find out who you are. You have yet to tell me what kind of companies, you know, you all you said was you support 100 companies or more. You haven't told me what kind of company you are or anything. And all I know is that somebody fraudulently has charged on my bank account one time successfully, but then my bank realized something was wrong when they tried to go through again with a higher increment. They went through with a low increment of $7.95 on June the 8th, and it was a place called Majestic Garden. I know nothing about a Majestic Garden, nothing at all. And then from there, this morning, early this morning, somebody tried to charge on that same account. It is an exact amount of, let's see, I'll give it to you because I got the bank notice right here. It was $67.32. Card ending in 4258. Which, yes. That card, by the way, now is closed. I had to close my bank card because there are fraud charges on my bank account from somebody, I guess, that you represent.
Okay, and that the company name doesn't sound familiar to me, but we house hundreds of products, and I provide services for a call center. So if you've been charged, I would like to at least get the charges stopped for you. But to do that, I need your first and last name, please.
Again, I'm very uncomfortable giving you my information. I'll give it to you. But I'm telling you right now, you just said you don't even know who Majestic Garden is either. And they charge through you. Your phone number is what pops up with the bank. When the bank gave me the increments and the dates, and they flagged my card and contacted me, and I said, no, that's not me because I don't even know who that company is. This is the phone number they gave me. So they're linking Majestic Garden is the company name, and they are linking your phone number to it. And I have one charge that went through on June the 8th for $7.95, and then they tried to run it today for $67.32 this morning.
Yes, ma'am. So
my
the merchant
name is Melanie.
Okay.
It's Melanie. Last name is Steenwyk.
Thank you. All right. I believe I've located this this account, and the way it shows on your statement may not actually be the company that provides the items or, you know, whatever the case may be. So it may be different on your statement. Will you please verify the address so that I know I've located the correct account, please?
You're fishing, ma'am, and you're making me very uncomfortable. You just said
ma'am.
You thought you had identified me on there, my name, the increment, and so forth, and you're telling me it's a different company name and everything now.
If you feel better with your bank being on the line, you can definitely call back with the bank. I do have to verify that I've located the correct account. So if you don't mind.
I don't know how long it would take to get them back on because when they contacted me, it was through the fraud department. So
okay.
I don't know how
Up
long it
you.
Would take. But
yes, ma'am.
My address is 231 Logan Lee Loop, and it's in Oxford, Mississippi.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So this is for a tactical bag. It looks like it was a free welcoming gift. You paid $7.95 for the shipping and handling. There was a charge for $3.99 for the warranty. Now, that free bag was for joining the Consumer Gadget Club, which is the $67.32 charge.
No, I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
I don't.
I have the account canceled. I've canceled the account.
I don't want any of that. Okay. I don't know anything about this. What I got was through the Patriot Company, which the ones who sell you food, you know, your survival food that you get that's for like 3 months supply for X amount of dollars. Through them, they offered a one-time only bag, and it said one-time only. There were no hidden about, oh, your membership of this or this company that. It said that it was through Patriot. I can even give you the email, because the email, it's through this company right here that I bought food from, and it's called Patriot Wholesale. The PatriotWholesaleClub.com, and they're the ones who do the food, where you buy food that is like a 3 month supply.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. What I'm showing here is for a tactical bag. I'm not sure where you, where they market the or promote.
Okay. Well, I don't want it. I don't want the bag. I don't want a membership. I don't want a warranty. I don't want anything. I want the $3.99 back and the $7.95 back, and I do not want to be a member of any of it. And at this point in time, I'm very upset because I had to close my bank account, my debit card, and now I'm going to have to call and reset up every single one of my auto drafts with a new debit card. I'm very inconvenienced. I'm very traumatized by the whole event. I want no part of any of this.
Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Thank you.
That number is C, as in cancel, 260-473-980. I've issued a refund for the shipping and handling, the $7.95 and the $3.99. You should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. The tactical bag showing a delivery date of June 11th. By
I don't
8 p.m.
Want it.
You can refuse it. Yes, ma'am, but it is on the way. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Do I just write refuse on the outside of the container or something?
Sure.
What do I do?
Yes, ma'am.
And then my postal person will take it back?
Right.
Okay. All right. Just refuse. Okay.
Or return to sender, either one. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you, Jody. And I apologize if I seem a little short, but it was a really rude way to wake up this morning to have my card canceled and deal with this. So I'm really not happy about the situation.
Yes,
I'm really not. Okay.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Yes.
Ma'am.
Thank you for your help. Yes, I'm
Listen,
here.
I did attempt to refund the $3.99, but it looks like I'm not able to at this point. I'll have to send this over to the corporate office, but I did refund $7.95. So I just wanted you to be aware it may take an additional
Well, that's because they closed
days.
My card. So mm-hmm. The reason why you can't send it back through the card is because that card is closed now. My bank automatically closed it for fraud.
Okay.
Like before they even contacted me, they had already shut the card down and issued me another card.
Okay, so
$7.95. This morning when I got the phone call, my card was already no longer in use. They had already closed it.
Yes, ma'am. The $7.95 was successful. It may take a little longer for the $3.99, but I have it. I'll send that over to the corporate office. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.